This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
It's that time of the year again where football is about to emerge upon us. And in the studio we
have... Chicks!
The Chicks talking footy.
This is
here.
It's already here. Yeah. We've nearly finished a whole season.
Now, Macca, every time I come into Sat Mag, there's always some innuendos. Were we talking about the Pacific Rim last time I was in?
The Pacific Rim, that's right.
That was with Senator Kitching.
Yeah, that's right. We kept dropping in about the Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim, yeah.
Now we've got S for S.
We're limited to ball jokes on our show, really.
Yeah, that's right.
As much as we get.
Yeah.
Mm. Ball jokes?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting on a Chicks show.
Well, you know, something for everyone.
Well, I've often thought of football as being a bit like, you know, throwing around balls on a paddock.
Yes, it is, really.
Yeah,
if you break it down, it is.
Exactly. So what's got you excited?
In life or about football?
No, about football.
It's not all about you.
Tomorrow we've come in to chat about the...
Sorry, it was RIMPAC.
It was RIMPAC, that's right. Not Pacific Rim, RIMPAC.
I mean, wow.
back to the innuendos, Macca.
Italian suppository.
What's getting you excited,
anyways,
Fiona?
We're excited because tomorrow is the AFLW Pride game down at Witten Oval.
In Footscray.
And it's between the Bulldogs and Carlton. And the Chicks, of course, are hosting the live broadcast right here on Joy.
That's awesome.
So,
that's exciting.
And I brought Boundary Beck in, our Boundary reporter.
That's right. It's a very important role I play on the day. Last year I gave reports from the hot dog stand. I gave a report when the bar ran out of beer.
And it's a crisis.
A lot about hairstyles of the ladies playing football being one of my favourite things.
Well, they are all incredibly important issues.
I think so. And to be honest, I'm glad they're finally being recognised.
I mean, if you want to cause a riot, make sure the beer runs out. Yeah. That's what I say.
And that the hot dogs are cold.
That's right. Well, they were stale.
Don't even.
So I grew up in Footscray.
Did you?
And we never know that.
And the Witten Oval, which was then called the Footscray Oval, is where we used to go to watch football. And we used to turn up with a pair of bolt cutters and clip the fence. I'm serious.
Wow.
Crawl underneath with my mates and we'd stand around there were no seats back in those days. It was all standing areas.
Yeah. Lucky we've got media passes tonight.
I know, you could get scratched.
Yeah.
and because I was taller than all of my friends...
Could get scratched.
It was my job to go and get the beers and the cigarettes.
Ah.
And so we'd stand around with our tins and cigarettes. I was about 12.
Don't be silly.
Sit around, you know, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. And then somebody would go off and get pies. So we'd have pies, beers and cigarettes.
Living your best life, sometimes.
Oh, look, it was actually good fun. I have very fond memories of it. I have no recollection of the game whatsoever. I was never particularly interested in the game. But I was much more interested in the sort of the community and the experience of it and the people and, the noise. And in those days it was much rougher, I think. It was much more...
Fun.
Is that what you call it? It was grubbier. It was grubbier, actually. Yeah. Mm. I mean, the language was really not... I mean, it wouldn't be acceptable today.
Yeah, and you wouldn't take your kids to that, would you? But I used to collect aluminium cans and get 75 cents.
Yeah, wow. I guess.
A kilo to pay for my ticket for the next week.
And that was, that's gone by the wayside. But one thing I find interesting now is if we'd have said, to you... 10 years ago, let alone 5 years ago, the success of AFLW and the fact that you guys would actually be doing, there'd be a show, Chicks Talking Footy, and you'd be broadcasting from a pride match.
Mm.
We're taking...
You said you're mad, Macca.
Well, many people have said that.
What's your mother say about it all?
Yeah. What's mum think?
It's pretty amazing. amazing. Like, really, if you think about the journey of sort of our show started the year before AFLW.
We launched in 2016, and that year was the first year that the AFL had a Pride game. So we were part of the live broadcast down there at Etihad Stadium between Sydney and the Swans. That was a really emotional night, being able to see rainbow 50-metre lines and the players playing with Pride Guernseys and our community being celebrated on the football field for the first ever time was quite significant. And then that year also, the AFLW was announced.
Yes.
So it was just kind of like we came and jumped in on this wave that was happening. And
no, you caused
no,
the wave.
No.
You were part of the
You wave. Had a lot to do with causing the wave.
Yep.
Well,
don't underestimate that.
We read the wave.
That.
We rode the wave.
We're in the wave. But look, it's been a massive thing. And as to the best of our knowledge, we're the first all-female team to actually call a game with this AFLW game. So that's no small feat.
For premiership points. AFL premiership points, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot. But it's exciting. And the Pride game's really exciting. It's really important. And the AFL Pride game's wonderful in its own way. But I think the AFLW Pride game has an extra sense of, I don't even know what the word is, importance, I guess, because there are so many women playing the game who are out, whereas we don't have any out men in the AFL competition. So I think the players, my sense of it is that they have a real personal connection to the game, which makes it really important as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the female players have brought, you know, like Erin Phillips kissed her wife when she won the Best and Fairest Award and brought her twins out with the Premiership Cup. And it just kind of normalises our families and our relationships because we're looking at these things and millions of people are viewing it and it's just so natural, whereas
The boys are still sort of hiding behind
the
locker room or something.
I think they're ducking under the impending media storm that would happen. My sense is that we'll get a young kid that's already out that'll get recruited.
Do you really think that there would be a media storm, though? I mean,
yes. Absolutely. 100%.
Why? What's that about?
It would be a story. But
why is it a story?
Well, it'd be the first ever male player after all these years. It'd be a story. I think everyone would be all over it.
And we live in the world of Twitter and outrage and social media, and I think that just, you know, maybe if it was back before people could say whatever they liked all over the internet, it might have been different. But I think now you're just living in a world where everyone has an opinion on everything. And unfortunately, that includes a lot of negative opinions. And I think that's probably what's really stopping a man coming out.
And I reckon Miranda Devine would write, if an AFL player male player came out as gay, she'd probably say it was a diversion from alternative energy policy or something. I mean, there are a number of football commentators that I'm sure, you know, you guys observe and watch. I don't watch those people, but I often wondered what has Sam Newman said about things like the AFLW and, you know, all this sort of stuff. I mean, what is that, and
do we really care?
That leading light of the troglodytes.
Well, an interesting thing happened with Sam Newman just the week before last. He put out a video online dressed up as a woman mocking transgender players, and it did cause a huge backlash to the point that they've taken the podcast down. And the men that were in that video and in the podcast have withdrawn as hosts. So it was a very – he's basically a bully. He knows what he's doing. There's people that have spoken to him.
And when's the network going to remove him? I mean, it's outrageous that he can still be there.
I think he's not part of the football show
anymore. He's not. But I think, you know, people do things for ratings and people do things to be morons and get publicity. And unfortunately, sometimes squeaky wheels, even if they're hateful wheels, they get a lot of noise.
You know, I work on the basis that anything that Sam dislikes, I must like.
Yeah. That's a good way to live, I think.
You know, that it's much easier. And then if I'm wrong, well, that's okay.
Yeah, so I think he's just an outdated dinosaur at the moment. And, he did it for social media outrage, but it hopefully backfired on him.
Backfired a bit,
Yeah. So prediction for who's gonna come out on top in AFLW and in AFL?
I can't go past my own team.
Of course.
The Adelaide Crows. We are top of the AFLW ladder at the moment.
The what?
So that's
the what?
The Adelaide Crows.
Adelaide Crows. See,
I didn't know there was such a team.
You just played them in the grand final.
There's football outside of Victoria.
Oh, did they?
Richmond and Adelaide played in the grand final 2 years ago.
Oh, come on. You've got no idea, Macca. What are you talking
about? I knew there
was
the Adelaide Crows.
You had no idea.
They will win the AFLW premiership, though.
I think that's a good chance.
Adelaide Crows.
Yes. We're allowed to play football now, South Australians. It's weird.
Since the electricity's been on there, they've really moved ahead.
They let us vote and all kinds of things down
there. Well, you
know
my view about Adelaide, don't you?
Well, all the electricity that was used to run the Holden factory, they can now light the football over.
Well, my view is just fence it off.
Oh.
Well, I live here now, so I'm not really one to talk, am I?
How to win friends and influence people. Yeah.
What do you reckon, Faye?
Yeah, you won't get picked up in Rundle Mall.
So what do you think's going to happen?
Who do you think's
going to win?
Either Adelaide Crows or North Melbourne will win.
Yeah? Yes. Mm. Okay.
Yes. The grand final. So AFLW, the men's grand final's another 23 weeks away, so I think we'd be silly to predict that one.
Oh, but let's anyway.
Yeah, go on, have a punt. Who do you think?
I'd like to say Adelaide, but I actually think Collingwood.
Ooh,
I think we're going to a game next week, aren't we, babe?
The week after.
What are we going to see? What are we going to see? Yeah, we're seeing Richmond and Collingwood.
Oh, we might see the future.
Well, thank God it's not the Adelaide Crows. Yeah. Go. When did they join?
Well, I didn't know that there was a team called Adelaide Crows.
Is there interstate teams? What? You're still stuck in the VFL.
No, I know about the Sydney Swans.
And then that's very kind of
you. And there's the Weagles.
The Weagles?
Well done.
The Weagles.
Isn't there another team in Western Australia and New South Wales?
Oh, possibly. And didn't Tasmania have a team?
No.
That's a controversial issue in itself.
Is that
Although
right?
their North Melbourne women's team is North Melbourne / Tasmania. So they've got a women's team there.
Right. Tom, and Hawthorn play a lot of their home games there.
Tom Elliott was getting a bit hot under the collar about that a while ago,
like
wasn't
him.
He? About, you know, that North Melbourne, you know, the name.
Yeah, North Melbourne.
Oh, well,
Tasmania.
Are we going to change the name? Well, how about you change the subject to something you know about?
Like, well, that's a wonderful idea that he probably won't take on board.
Actually, he's been up co-hosting. We should get him back. We talked to him about AFLW. You could come in.
That'd be fun. Ooh.
Yeah.
We're free
like,
that day.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's do it from Adelaide.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
It's the capital of South Australia, Tess.
Especially when the fence is up.
Oh, can I also
we'll
mention...
We'll get you bolt cutters and we'll get through it. We'll be fine.
Can I also mention we've got 1 day left or a few hours left to purchase raffle tickets to win the 2019 Bulldogs 16. Premiership Guernsey. All the funds raised go to Joy. So you've got a few hours
So
left.
How do you get those tickets?
It's on the Joy website.
It's on the Joy website.
Yeah,
Mac,
on the homepage.
Once you,
or Chicks Talking Footy, Facebook.
I did. I won or bought.
Do you recall the circumstances behind that?
It was a fundraiser.
No.
No, it's after you'd had the CEO on.
I got stuck into the CEO
you
because
did.
They made some homophobic comments.
That's right.
And so we gave them an opportunity to come on air and explain themselves.
And bring a gift.
And they apologised and they did give us a gift, which was a signed football Guernsey.
Which Macca then
auctioned.
And I ended up being the highest bidder and I bought it. And you know where it is.
I know where it is. Last time I saw it, it was near Dunning.
Yeah. Well, it's not now. It's actually on the wall of the director of Mercedes-Benz Vans in Australia because they are Western Bulldogs sponsors.
Oh.
So I gave it to her.
Oh.
Good idea.
A woman, Diane Tarr. So I gave it to Di so she could have it up on her wall. There you go. Because everyone said, why do you have a Bulldogs jumper up there, Macca?
I could never work out why you're interested in buying it, Macca.
Well, if you go to joy.org.au, you could get another one.
That's right, I could get another one. Yeah.
And give that one away as well.
$10 each.
$10 each. We should buy one after the show.
Of course, we'll do it right now, Macca.
Yeah.
Here's the money.
Yeah.
Here's the money.
Yeah.
I can't put that into the internet.
So you can't use real money. You can only use digital money.
How do I put that $20 note into the internet?
And if you pay with that, Tash, you don't get any points.
Yeah, you got to get your freaking 5 points. Use your credit card.
It's a complex business. Oh,
lordy, lordy, lordy. What's the world turning into?
I am so pleased and so happy and so proud, you know, of the show that you guys do, and it's a success. But, you know, doing the broadcast tomorrow, that really makes me feel proud. of our station, of our community, and the hard work that you guys do and the barriers that you've broken down, it's a fantastic thing. Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Thank you, Macca. So from 3 p.m. tomorrow,
yeah.
People can tune in.
Tune in.
I've just had some very bad feedback from a listener.
Oh.
Are they from Adelaide?
No, they're actually from Castlemaine.
What did it say? Come on.
Well, you can read it out, Macca. It's right there.
Tash should not be allowed to discuss footy due to lack of basic research. His criminal break and entering also.
Sounds like just the person to discuss footy, I think.
We'll actually let the Glow show know about you, Tash.
get the glows on you.
Look, we love having you on because you actually provide, for me, a very fresh and effervescent perspective to what I think is a really dull experience, really.
I think that's a compliment.
Well, no, it is a compliment because I actually don't get why people spend so much of their life talking about football, but you actually make it fun.
The feedback.
Yeah. We want people to listen to our show.
Yeah.
Fancy not knowing there's the Adelaide. What's the other team in Sydney? Come on.
I don't know. There's only Sydney Swans, isn't there?
The what?
GWS,
whoever they are.
And in Perth?
There's the Eagles.
And?
The what?
The Fremantle Dockers.
The Dockers.
Oh, fuck.
Trying to help you, Tash.
For God's sake.
Yeah, we're not taking him to footy trivia, are we?
You've been eating too many Brussels sprouts.
Ian makes me go to the football, and I do enjoy it. We go.
You just look at all the men.
No, I'm not interested in the men. They're all
I'm very interested in them.
I'm not. I'm more interested.
He's only got eyes for Ian.
No, I'm. That's exactly right. But I'm also interested in the crowd. I'm interested in. I love those old couples that have been going. Well, we met these sisters that had been going for 60 years.
Oh wow!
Never missed a game. That to me was a much more enriching experience. I enjoyed talking with them and sharing, breaking a bit of bread with them, and talking about. Why they do it and how it's become part of their life, you know. That was more interesting to me than the game.
Well, that's the beauty of footy. There's something for everyone.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly.
Even if it was the Adelaide Crows and,
exactly.
and the Fremantle.
But I do have a cap. I do have a cap. 4 games maximum.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're a 4-game member.
Yeah. Six. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to wind up. So 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep.
Correct.
Right here.
CTF.
That's what they call us.
Chicks talking footy.
So we're going to be talking to Nicole Livingston.
Yes.
Susan Alberti.
Oh, we love her.
She's been on here.
We've had her on this show.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Lady Susan.
Yeah.
What she's done for footy, like nobody else has.
Yes. Absolutely.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.